Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we taught that we need to be careful not to try to figure out what the preacher really means by what he said. Let's pick up at that point today. The disciple, then it's Paul, Mark, Barnabas, when we pointed that out. Christ-like love loves one another, loves the brethren. Now, I'm just teaching you what the Bible says. Now, this is not talking about compromising with sin. It's not talking about just pretending that it's just not there in their lives. No, it's real, and you deal with those things. But you can be saved and not be a Christian. You say, what do you mean you can be saved and not be a Christian? You can be saved and not be Christ-like. Those are the people that are saved so as by fire. You see, people spend entirely too much time in a sermon trying to figure out what the preacher said instead of listening to see what God is saying to them. And when you get to that direction, my friend, you're prophetic. You are just pathetic. Again, when you're listening to a sermon, trying to figure out what the preacher said and the reasoning behind what he is saying, that's pathetic. I've actually had it come back to me is that people said this about something I've said that was the person talking to him would say, this is what he said, and that's scriptural. And they would give him this answer. That is what he said. But that is not what he really means. I even asked a guy, on the national level, there was a pastor who preached repentance, a preacher that preached repentance. And this guy was attacking him on his blog or whatever, saying he doesn't believe in repentance, he doesn't preach repentance. Well, I knew he did, and I even sat down and talked to that national preacher to find out if he did what he stood. He stood right on it like we do about repentance and faith in salvation. Now, he didn't believe in a salvation that, well, if you messed up, you obviously didn't get saved. He wasn't talking about that kind of a thing. He was talking about just the fact that you're turning from and turning to. Turning from yourself and sin and to Christ, the Savior. Well, when I got the man that blogged about him and said, this is what he said, well, that's what he said to you. But that's not what he does. Well, I had heard him preach, and later he even wrote a book on it, but When people say that's what they say, but that's not what they really mean, that is the person that you realize that you just step away from them and realize you can't trust what they say. But also when a person says, well, that's what they said, that's not what they really mean, that also means that you're claiming deity for yourself. Because you're saying, I know their thoughts and intents. They know the thoughts and intents of someone's heart. They said that, but that's not what they meant. I know what they meant. I know their heart. Well, that says that person has not quenched religion in his heart. Rather, he or she has quenched God's love in their heart. And if that's you, please repent and regain the fear of God in your heart. And my friend, again, you're not God. I'm trying to say you know what a person means when they've said something that's the opposite of what you're saying, then you've got a problem in the heart. As someone has said so well, the problem of the heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. Now, we continue to read here, it says, and his love is perfected in us, in verse 12. What does that mean? The end of verse 12, it means that it grow. It mature. It becomes complete. If you look down at verse 17, it says, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Now, when you look at that, that is Christ's perfect work in you. That's being complete. That's being mature. Because your love is perfected. And you have boldness in that day of judgment. Because as he is, you're that way in the world. In other words, my friend, you simply have decided that in all love for Jesus, you're going to love the way Jesus loved. And you're going to follow his word, his will, his way. And you're going to let his love have its perfect work in you, knowing that he'll sustain you through the hard time. Is there anyone that you have talked about or against whom you hold a grudge, but you've not gone to him? Then, my friend, I can tell you under the authority of God's word that love is not perfected in you. If you've not gone, you still hold that grudge, you've not tried to contact them, God's love is not perfected in you. Now, that person, you contact them, and they still hold to their way, you have the love still in your heart to forgive them. You have the forgiveness in your heart to forgive them. But you can't extend it until such time they do come to that point. But don't become their slave. You say, what do you mean, become their slave? Well, a slave is someone in this respect that if you say someone says something good about that person, so it mentions them in a good light, and it makes you angry and it ruins your day, you've become their slave. And so, again, we're beginning to look at this thing about personal responsibility. You've got a bad attitude. Don't blame that on somebody that's wronged you. Don't blame that on your church. You've got a bad attitude. You're the one with the attitude. Make it right. And you'll be someone else's slave until you do make it right. So again, that's personal responsibility, regardless of someone's offense or sin against you. Now, we've seen the way of life and what we ought to do and the way of life and how we ought to love. But how are you doing so far on that? Well, let's look at another thing. Let's look at the way of life in operation within us. Verse 13 here, 1 John 4. Says, hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. Now, this is another way or test that we know the reality of our salvation and its effect on our life. Now, think that through. Think it through. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. His Spirit dwells in every believer. His Holy Spirit lives in us. Therefore, the things of love or of purifying yourself, for example, in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 3, he that hath his hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. Or as 1 John 2, 15 through 17, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, okay? Purifying yourself, love, etc. That's not of the world. Separating yourself from sin, but separating yourself unto holiness, are love things. They are love issues. You're separating from sin. You're separating from those that are in sin, but yet you're separating unto God. If you are set on evaluating people, then you're going to be one that is constantly failing. But on the other hand, if you're seeking to emulate anybody, then emulate the Lord Jesus Christ. not the former lust, and certainly not this radio preacher. Don't try to emulate me. The one you try to emulate is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, my friend, the love of God will bring us conviction when we break those things and rob us of peace when we don't obey what He's told us to do in loving one another. Yet, on the other hand, there is fullness of peace when we obey. Now, the world will hate when we stand for Jesus Christ, but remember, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9, it says, the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. So in knowing that, we don't see anything of goodness, righteousness, and truth as a thing of tolerance and compromise. Yet, the fruit of the Spirit is not a thing in you that loses its love for brethren because they have wronged you or sin in their life. In Psalms 145:17, it says, the Lord is righteous in all His ways and holy in all His work. So the Lord is not going to use the world. He's not going to use the world way. He's not going to use the weapons of carnality to accomplish His work. He doesn't turn to the arm of the flesh, and He curses the man that turns to the arm of the flesh to try to accomplish the work of God. And so, you can say, well, look, I don't like doing this. I don't like doing that. This way I want to do it. That's fine. But when you're trying to do things your way instead of God's way, you may end up saved so as by fire. So when you have a question come up in your life, don't say, is it really wrong? But ask, is it really righteous and holy? Because again, the Lord is righteous in all of His ways and holy in all His work. If there is anyone you will not forgive, is there anyone you have spread rumors about them because you heard something but you didn't really investigate it? Maybe you read something on somebody's Facebook, you know, like everything on Facebook is absolutely true. And you believe it to be true, but you haven't talked to them about it. Then the Christ way of life is not active in you. Your status may be saved, but it's just so as by fire. Even if you're religious and in church. Okay? You can be religious and in church, but saved so as by fire.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on His firm